Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It's a good day in studio. We're going to talk about breakfast, and you know I always get hungry when we talk about food, so it's a good thing we're going to have some food in the studio today. We're going to talk with Laura Morton, nutrition educator at the St. Louis District Dairy Council. I don't know if you remember, back before Christmas, we had the perfect cup of hot cocoa, and it was so much fun. We decided to spend some more time talking food here on Faith and Family, but not just food, food that helps your family stay healthy, and meals are certainly an important part of faithful family life, as well as families gather together around food at the table. In the car, wherever, lots of good conversation and healthy lifestyle develops around family meals. So we're going to talk about breakfast here in just a little bit. We're going to build a better breakfast with Laura Morton from the nutrition educator from St. Louis District Dairy Council. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website, KFUO.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there on our website. Go check it out. Click it and click the big CUW logo there and find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin. As promised, joining me in studio today, Laura Morton. She's a nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, good friend of Worldwide KFUO and Faith and Family. Laura, good to have you back here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am so excited. I always love when I see the Dairy Council coming to visit. I see that on the calendar because I know that we're going to talk about food, and quite often you bring food with you, so that's even more
cart.
Bonus. You know when the Dairy Council's coming in because she's lugging a big old cart with her with food. And well, let's talk about breakfast. This month, March, is a special month, isn't it?
Yes. March is actually National Nutrition Month. So the St. Louis District Dairy Council is using this as an opportunity to put a spotlight on the importance of breakfast and the role that dairy plays in breakfast.
Now, as a child, I remember, especially during like standardized testing in elementary school, the school, the teachers and administration were always very concerned about making sure that students ate breakfast during that week. Now, in my family, we've always eaten breakfast, even if it's not the healthiest thing. We always ate something before we left home, and I just couldn't fathom someone else. It didn't make sense to me how you could leave home without eating breakfast. Now, I realize some people do it, some out of choice, some out of neglect, but some people leave home without eating breakfast. But for me, it was just nearly impossible to understand what it's like to start your day without eating breakfast. I've always eaten something. As you were talking about building a better breakfast and this being the emphasis this month, I was like, well, who wouldn't eat breakfast?
Right? You were one of the lucky ones, I think.
Yeah.
So I think we all know how important breakfast is. We've all heard to some degree that it's, you know, maybe the most important meal of the day, or
yeah,
it is really important nutritionally. And it's safe to say that we know that, but a lot of us still aren't eating breakfast. And it just so happens that breakfast takes place during the busiest time of the day. So some of us would rather maybe sleep in a few extra minutes or just use that time to get out the door. So breakfast gets compromised.
I have to say, to those of you not eating breakfast, you're totally missing out.
The best foods are breakfast foods.
Indeed.
The bacon, the eggs, the yogurt. I love it.
Cheese on the eggs.
Uh-huh,
love
uh-huh.
Scrambled eggs with cheese.
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing better.
Okay. So breakfast is an important meal. It does make a difference, doesn't it, in your metabolism, if you eat breakfast?
Yeah, definitely. And think of how long we go throughout the night without eating any food. Mm-hmm. I mean, during the waking hours, I would never go 5 to 9 hours without eating. I would never think of it.
I don't understand people who forget to eat. I'm suspicious of people who forget to eat.
I would never forget to eat. I'm too much of a food lover. I just wouldn't be able to do it. But think of how long you're going without eating. And if you're not eating breakfast in the morning, your metabolism is going that long without getting rebooted, essentially. So it is very important in starting metabolism.
So then you just can't function properly.
I wouldn't be able to.
I know I don't. I can't function. I can't do even those times when when I have to go for like a blood test or something like that, and they tell you to fast before the blood test. I like freak out. I can't do it. I can't leave home without eating, without having something at least in my hand when I go out the door, whether it's, you know, making a shake or a smoothie or something like that.
Yeah, I agree. And are you hungry first thing in the morning?
Pretty frequently.
But okay, me too. That's a problem, though. Some people don't have an appetite first thing in the morning.
Gary's in studio with us today, our director of operations. You're not hungry in the morning?
No, not usually.
Huh.
Today was the exception.
I was going to say.
Cold spikes the metabolism,
too.
I was
hungry this morning.
Really? Cold spikes?
Cold weather spikes your metabolism. So your metabolism is running a little bit faster.
So then you're going to be hungry then.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so you're a little bit hungry.
Because you've got to work more to warm up.
Right.
Hmm.
That sounds right.
That's a good theory.
That sounds scientific.
Welcome to my school.
We'll go with that.
All right. So breakfast is important. Gets your metabolism going, and it's just an important meal. And what does it do for you the rest of the day then, too?
So there have been several studies that correlate eating breakfast with lower body weight lower calorie consumption throughout the rest of the day. One thing I know for sure is if you aren't eating breakfast, you'll get hungry, really hungry, before lunch. And you'll probably reach for whatever is around, whether that is cake, donuts, a yogurt parfait. I don't know what it'll be, but...
Donuts and cakes and things like that are frequent around here because somebody's always celebrating something. Cookies.
Yeah.
Somebody's always celebrating something. Yeah.
I think a lot of offices feel your pain on that one. So that's the risk you're putting yourself in if you're not eating breakfast. You're not going to feel satisfied, so you might... go for whatever you have around.
Okay, so we want to make good decisions. Having breakfast to start your day helps you make better decisions throughout the day then because you're not starving.
Exactly.
You're not you know, so hungry that you just reach for whatever you can find.
Exactly. And I like to go for substantial breakfasts. I don't wake up and eat half a grapefruit.
This is why I have you on the program.
Because, I think of it as it's your first opportunity to eat during the day, and you have the rest of the day to burn off the calories from breakfast. So I try to get a lot of protein, a decent amount of calories, a lot of fiber in the first meal, which is a lot to ask of that first meal. But
challenge accepted.
Yes.
All right. Very good. So you get all the good stuff in this first meal. Now, a lot of people think that, you know, when we think of breakfast foods, we kind of limit it to certain things. You know, some people think just, you know, cereal and milk and that's it. That's the only easy way to do breakfast, just cereal and milk. Well, I suppose that's one choice.
But a lot of people do fall into the rut of having cereal and milk every day or toast every day or a toast or pastry every day or just coffee.
Every day, yeah.
I think a lot of people out there just do coffee in the morning.
I can't do coffee first thing without something else in my stomach.
Really?
No matter how much cream I add to it, it's just still too acidic for first thing in the morning.
Really?
Which I know seems really weird to most of the people who are listening today, because I'm sure many of them are coffee drinkers and that's how they start their day.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I can do just coffee first thing, but I always make sure to have something else.
Yeah.
Because I know. I know I'll be starving in an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so not just toast, not just oatmeal, those are fine things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're quick, which is often why we choose them. So I have a couple quick and easy recipes today that you can prepare the night before if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I have more motivation the night before. I might think the next morning I'll wake up early and prepare a great breakfast, but it's easier if I can do it the night before. So these, they can be prepared ahead of time.
Okay.
And they're also really portable, so you don't have to carve out 15 minutes to eat them at home, eat them on the way to work or school, eat them when you get there.
And being portable, being easy, easy is one of the things that's important for many people. Like you said, they want 5 more minutes to sleep in the morning.
Exactly.
I hear you. I hit the snooze. I'm like, okay, well, I can just grab something that's already made.
I think we all do it. I mean, we know how important it would be to eat a healthy breakfast, but the snooze button is just too tempting for a lot of us. So hopefully this can make it a little bit easier on you.
All right. So something that you said you like to include protein, something that's got a decent amount of calories in it.
Right.
And what else did you say is important?
I like to get a little bit of fiber
at
breakfast. Fruits and vegetables, if I can fit them in there.
Sure.
So something that kind of encompasses all of those food groups is the smoothie.
Oh, yeah. The famous smoothie.
Yes. The incredibly versatile smoothie. You can literally put anything in this.
Sure.
Whatever you have on hand can go right in the blender.
And it travels well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, put in your to-go coffee cup and bring it with you on the way. And that can be safely consumed on the way to work.
Right, right. Yeah, we have the shaker cups
those are the
taller ones that we use for smoothies. The only challenge I run into with it being portable is then I never bring it in. I should bring it in and rinse it out. It sits in the car all the time and I have to wash it when I get home.
That definitely is one of the problems, especially in the warmer months when it
kind
of dries on there.
Yeah, but it bakes in the car.
you know, minimal problems here.
Okay, so smoothies. What do you like to put in smoothies?
Well, I love smoothies because you don't really need a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
But I do use a general base for my smoothies. I use about a half a cup to a cup of milk.
Okay.
And usually a half a cup to a cup of yogurt as well. So those are small serving sizes, but in those small servings, you're getting 9 essential nutrients that can actually be hard to find elsewhere in your diet if you aren't mm-hmm. eating dairy. And also there's some really high quality protein there. So that's what's going to help keep you feeling full until lunchtime.
So those 9 essential nutrients, we're talking about vitamins.
Yeah. Calcium is one mm-hmm. of them. Potassium, phosphorus, vitamin D. They're nutrients of concern, which means that Americans generally aren't getting enough of them. So an easy place to get all of them at once is milk and yogurt and cheese and all your dairy products.
Good deal. So we're getting those nutrients. And you mentioned protein, fiber, all those important things. You start with milk, yogurt. And then where do you go from there? That's your base, right?
That's my base. And I like to use plain yogurt so I can sweeten it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But you could definitely use any of the flavored yogurts. There are literally thousands of flavors now. I was overwhelmed yesterday at the grocery store with all the flavors. But that's what I like to use. And then you can go from there. So the recipe I have today is a Rise and Shine smoothie.
All right.
And this is a really, really simple smoothie that's kind of like the Orange Julius uh-huh. flavor to it.
Sure.
Which those are so delicious. So that's what this one is based off of. But you could take my recipe.
Okay.
And add whatever you wanted to it, take away whatever you want. Just know that with a smoothie, you really can't go wrong.
Well, forget. And the recipes that we're sharing today, the things that you're making here, we will share those recipes as well with our listeners on the with the archive of today's
okay,
program. So
great.
In the on-demand section, we'll post the recipes with that.
Great.
With the audio there as well, so they can go online and pull them up online later on.
Okay, good. So you don't have to get your pencil out right now.
Sure, yeah.
And we also have a really nice breakfast brochure made up.
Oh, cool.
That I actually have them here. So if you wanted to have us mail, it's a nice folded
oh, cool.
something to add to your recipe mm-hmm. collection. We'll be happy to mail them to you if you contact us at the Dairy Council office.
Okay.
You can email to let us know or do the old fashioned way, write in.
Sure.
And we'll mail one to you.
Very good. Very
so
good. What's the email address there?
It is, you can email me directly at lmorton, MORTON, at stldairycouncil.org or
Very
visit
good.
Our website, which mm-hmm. is stldairycouncil.org.
Very good. Very good.
So should we get started?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I know there more folks will be probably coming in here in a little bit as soon as they hear the blender going.
Yeah, there will be some loud noises here just to prepare everyone ahead of time. Okay, so this is the Rise and Shine smoothie, the Orange Julius type smoothie. And the first thing we're going to do is 1 cup of orange juice, or you can also use a large orange segmented,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people don't think of using citrus fruit in smoothies, but it can be really delicious, and oranges are super affordable right now.
So okay, so dairy and orange together, I'm thinking like a orange dreamsicle.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That is what I'm going for here. So I've added a cup of orange juice. I'm going to go the easy route rather than peeling and segmenting an orange in studio. And then I'm adding 2/3 cup of milk.
Now, are dairy farmers friends with the citrus farmers? I mean, do they get along?
I like to think that they're all friends, but I don't know the answer to that question.
I just had to ask the Dairy Council, you know, if they're friends with the citrus farmers.
In my head, they are, yes. Okay, so I've added the milk and the orange juice, and now I'm going to add a cup of plain yogurt.
All right.
And again, you could add vanilla yogurt here if you wanted to, but I'm a control freak with my cooking, so I like to add my own
control sweetness. The flavor. Yeah See, I told you more staff would come in as soon as we started
I haven't
making
even
food.
Hit the blender yet.
We've got Sydney and Mary joining us in the studio too to come check out the smoothies. We're making a Rise and Shine smoothie. So think orange dreamsicle here.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
Okay, so so far you've put in the orange juice, the milk, the yogurt.
Yes, and you could also add a little bit of honey if mm-hmm. you wanted to this. but I've had a special request in studio, and I'm going to keep it just the fruit and the plain yogurt. So this will be a pretty low sugar smoothie.
Well, an orange juice is pretty sweet to begin with.
You might not need this. I always taste before I would add any honey or anything anyway. So this is all I'm going to add. It's just going to be the yogurt, the milk, and the orange juice. So this is going to be really simple. You could also add any fruit you wanted. You could add a handful of spinach, whatever you have on hand. Just...
Now, spinach, that would make it very green.
It would. So you'd have to have some willing. Okay, here goes.
All right, we'll turn down the mic a little bit so we don't blare everybody out.
Okay, and that's a really quick and simple one. No ice or fruit chunks or anything to crush up.
All right. So this is called the Rise and Shine Smoothie. I like it. Well, I haven't even tasted it yet, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I haven't tasted this one without the honey, so everyone be really nice about it.
If you there's honey if we need to add it, huh?
Yes, yes.
All right, here comes Jenny.
See? Oh, yummy, good.
Jenny, we're doing the Rise and Shine smoothie right now as part of Build a Better Breakfast. Ooh. Orange juice, yogurt, and honey.
So
our orange
good.
Juice, yogurt,
is it sweet
milk.
Enough even without?
It could be a little sweeter.
Okay.
I don't need it.
Okay. Okay. Plus, first thing in the morning, sometime you don't need too much sweetness.
I'm going to taste all of them, so I just need a real shot.
Just a little bit?
A real short, Gary, you can have that one.
I like the idea of the spinach in it.
Spinach in here?
No. But we're going to have, my friends and I are going to have a green party.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, that is good. I like it.
Just need to taste it.
The orange isn't... What do you think, Mary?
I like it. The orange is orange subtle, juice. But it's a good...
Yeah. The orange isn't overpowering. There's just enough orange. It does have that dreamsicle sort of orange push-up taste, you know?
Do
you
remember the pineapple
until
you said
I get those from Swan.
I could see that. It's got a tropical taste to it. Mm-hmm. So you could definitely add more orange juice or that little dash of honey if that's what...
Mm-hmm.
What you're wanting.
That's good. And the yogurt adds just a little bit of texture to it, I think. You know,
yeah,
so it's not super
this
thin.
Is not going to be your thick or chunky smoothie. This is a really, really smooth, drinkable smoothie.
Sure. Now, your recipe calls for ice, and that can kind of thicken it up a little bit,
right,
too.
Right, right. I thought that would be horrible on the ears.
That might be a little loud in the studio today.
But that'll help make it a little bit frothier, too.
Sure.
If your blender can handle it. My blender at home, I don't think, can handle ice very well. So I usually omit it. But this is the end product then.
Now, who else? Now, how did you come up with this recipe? Did you test this out in the back at the Dairy Council?
Yes, these were all tested by the Dairy Council.
I know you all have like little parties where you gather around and try out your recipes. And I volunteered to come be a judge for that. Haven't got to come over yet and taste
I need to keep you in mind next time we do that. But we'd like to keep it all to ourselves.
I know. Got to keep it secret. You don't want the media getting in there and sharing it all. Well, love it. I what do you guys think? The Rise and Shine?
Good,
you like it?
Orange? So you're getting about 16 grams of protein in this smoothie. So this will keep you feeling full. I mean, we all just have little sips here. But if you're drinking an 8 to 10 ounce serving of this, you'll be full until lunchtime. I guarantee it.
You guarantee it. Very good. I like it. All right. So that was Rise and Shine with orange juice, milk, yogurt. You could add honey to sweeten it. What do we have next?
Yes, this was a really simple one. So the next one is a peachy keen smoothie. We're really good at coming up with cheesy names.
So that seems to me peachy keen. It's probably going to have some peaches in it.
Yes, this one has frozen peaches. Unfortunately, there probably aren't very delicious fresh peaches at the grocery store right now. So you kind of use whatever you have available to you. But frozen peaches blend really well. They make it really, really frothy, and it's a delicious end result. So I'm going to start with a half a cup of milk this time.
And I found that peaches aren't as noisy in the blender as ice cubes. I usually use, when I'm making my smoothies in the morning, I use frozen fruit instead of ice cubes. One, just because I like to add the flavor and a little bit of calories to it. But two, they do blend a little bit softer than ice.
Like, I almost feel like, why bother with ice? I mean, you're just adding...
Just water.
No, I'd just rather add some spinach or some fruit or something that's going to get me somewhere.
I guess you could freeze the spinach first, too.
In ice cube trays. I've seen that done before. So I'm adding, I've added a cup of milk and a half a cup of yogurt. And you can see I'm eyeballing. I'm pretty good with my serving sizes by now. And again, I'm using the plain yogurt for this, so we'll flavor it on our own. I'm going to add a cup of frozen peaches.
I love frozen fruit. It's just so convenient. It's so easy to use when making breakfasts.
Yeah, and you can always have it on hand.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
And when peaches are fresh in a couple months, I can't even imagine when that will be, but buy them in bulk and freeze them yourself, and then you'll have delicious fresh peaches.
Yeah, we did that with berries. We had so many leftover berries 1 week in our grocery order that we just threw them in the freezer. And then a couple of days ago, my wife pulled them out and made a pie with them.
Oh, that was probably delicious.
They worked great for a pie.
Like summer in the middle of
dreary
weather.
And of course, there was cream cheese in it.
Ooh.
So, there's your dairy right there.
That was a heavy-handed dose of cinnamon I just added. And this one, I am going to add a little bit of agave because the frozen peaches aren't they're not as sweet as if you were to get fresh peaches. So I'll just add a little bit. So this one has a nice sweet flavor to it.
So milk, yogurt, frozen peaches, cinnamon, agave.
The cinnamon makes it taste a little bit like peach pie or peach ice cream.
Okay.
So it has a little richness.
Jenny's like, I smell pie.
I'm looking forward to this one.
And again, you could definitely add, if you wanted to, if you add spinach to this, I don't know if you believe that, but you cannot taste it. Spinach is great for adding to smoothies because it just blends right in there.
Really?
Okay, here I'm going.
Alrighty.
To the blender.
Got to blend down those peaches. They're all... Got those peaches blended down in there.
Yes. I think they're good to go.
I love doing food on the radio and trying to describe it to the listeners.
I know. It should help us with our vocabulary.
It's nice and thick.
Yeah, this one's quite a bit thicker than the sunshine smoothie.
The smell hasn't started wafting over here yet. But I believe you. I love peach cobbler. Yeah. Can you add butter or buttermilk to this to make it more like a pie or a cobbler?
I'm sure you could add buttermilk. I wouldn't recommend butter.
Buttermilk. Now, is that going to double the calories if you add buttermilk?
No, buttermilk is actually lower in fat and calories. It's
really?
What comes off when you're making butter with cream. It's the liquid that comes off. So you have the butter and then you have the buttermilk. So it's actually a naturally low fat product.
We can just reuse my cup if you want, so we can
this
save cups.
This is a smoothie for me.
Does it taste like peach pie?
Yes.
Should I rename it the peach pie smoothie?
Peach
amazing.
Pie.
I like this one even better.
I'm excited about this one. I'm a big fan of peaches. Mm-hmm. All right, so the reviews are in from everybody else.
This is a fave.
Oh, yeah.
Can you taste the cinnamon in there?
You're right. That is, I could have peach pie on the way to work every day. I like that.
Yeah, the cinnamon really does add like a pie-like flavor to it.
Sure.
And again, you could add more or less sweetness. You could add in different fruits if you want. Although I think I'm going to keep this one plain like the way it is because it does taste like pie.
Okay, this is a totally random question and everybody else is going to think this is weird. Usually smoothies are cold. Could you do a hot smoothie, or would that just be gross? Would that be weird?
I don't like hot chocolate smoothie type
or
deal.
Right.
Like cobbler.
Yeah. Like drinking.
Like pie.
I mean, because we were talking about this tasting like peach pie.
I mean, if you blended yogurt with peach pie, hot peach pie, I don't think you'd be sad about the result.
There you have it, folks. There's our nutrition educator recommending blending yogurt with peach pie.
That's a lot of work for breakfast, though.
You're right, that is.
You have to have scratch-made peach pie.
You're right, which is the best. Man.
We'll go the easier route with frozen peaches.
Frozen peaches,
maybe
cinnamon.
Next time we'll do warm smoothies.
That would be great on a nice snowy cold day like this. So milk, yogurt, frozen peaches, cinnamon. You used agave. You could use
honey.
Honey.
You definitely use whatever you have available. Mm-hmm. Maple syrup would work.
And vanilla.
Yes, vanilla. Sometimes. I would have added it if I would have had remembered to bring it. But I think that would even add to the pie. It would be like ice cream on top of your peach pie.
This is good. I like this. Well, we need to take a break, and we'll continue the That's okay. We can still enjoy our smoothies while we take the break. We need to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll continue our conversations here with Laura Morton, nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, talking about building a better breakfast. I'm going to go enjoy this peach pie smoothie. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
When you're discussing the issue of abortion with someone, have they ever said, you can't legislate morality? Do you know how to respond? Here's good advice. Say that all laws legislate morality. Every law reflects the value judgment, whether or not something should be regulated, permitted, or banned. When Christians become intimidated by their can't legislate morality demand and disappear from the discussion or political realm, bad anti-life morality fills the void. Make no mistake, it's about good versus evil. Which one prevails depends upon God blessing our involvement. I believe the sorry state of affairs in our country is due in part to Christians going AWOL when it comes to standing up for morality and legislation and influences on society. We must be good stewards of God's will.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
The Metro East Home and Garden Show is Saturday and Sunday, March 14th and 15th at the Metro East Lutheran High School campus in Edwardsville, Illinois. Some of the latest products and services will be showcased from a variety of home and garden businesses. Free parking at admission. Electronic recycling drop-off and document shredding available Saturday from 11 to 2. And all weekend, a shoe drive for the Schumann Water Project. Information at mehgs.org.
In 1924, we embraced the new technology of that day. Radio. Since that day, we've stayed on the cutting edge of technology. There are many easy ways to listen to Worldwide KFUO. On the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the gospel of Christ in both word and song. Now that's why you should listen. The where and the how, well, that's up to you. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, this is John Bon Jovi, asking you to go to serve.gov to get involved in something you believe in. I'm a big believer in the power of we.
We weren't born.
We can tackle the tough challenges we face and build community through service and volunteering. United we stand, united we serve. Are you with me? Go to serve.gov for more information about how to volunteer in your community.
This message is brought to you by United We Serve and the Corporation for National and Community Service.
On the next adventure in Odyssey,
I am about to complete a master program that will control everything in Wits End.
Meanwhile, Penny and Connie are taking a trip in the Imagination Station.
Michelangelo!
And Wooten and Wit are recording in the studio.
Well, this is Kids Radio. Take one.
But then something goes wrong.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Find out on the next adventure in Odyssey.
Saturday mornings at 8:30 on KFUO.
Hi, I'm Joni Harwell. Worldwide KFUO is listener-supported, and you, the listener, are our funding providers. One of the best ways to help is by becoming a day sponsor. Pick an available date to mark a special event, or simply to thank our Lord for His many blessings. You'll find details at kfuo.org. Then click on Support Us, or call Mary Schmidt, 314-996-1518. Help spread the gospel. Become a Worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is a good day here at Worldwide KFUO. It's always a good day when we get to have food in the studio. We get to break the rules a little bit. Don't tell Gary. I want to remind our listeners, if you are a Thrivent member, March 31st is the last day to donate your remaining 2014 Thrivent Choice dollar. So it's your last day to do that. You want to move now on that to donate your Thrivent Choice dollars. You can call them 1-800-847-4836. And then when prompted, say Thrivent Choice. And choice dollars, and follow the instructions there. Press one and follow the instructions, and you can let them know that you'd like to support Worldwide KFUO. You can also go to thrivent.com and click on the login in the top right, and if you haven't registered, you can register right then and there. Click Direct Choice Dollars, that tab at the top, and search for KFUO in the organizations, and that'll give you an opportunity to designate your choice dollars, donate your choice dollars there as well. Well, joining us in studio today, we have Laura Morton, a nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council, and always a wonderful guest to be here on Faith and Family at Worldwide KFUO, because she brings us good food. We are still enjoying the peachy keen smoothie that you shared the recipe for before the break, and even had to make a second batch because everybody was enjoying it so much.
Glad to do it. And it's been, I'm seeing it being topped with granola. I like that idea. Add some crunch to your smoothie.
This is really good. I'm crunching in the
microphone.
Well, Joni has joined us in the studio as well. I told you the whole staff would come in as soon as they heard that we had food.
We have a nice crowd now.
Yeah. Whenever we hear you have food. But I wanted to also mention, Andy, that with the Thrivent Choice dollars, you just made the announcement. That is a big thing for KFUO. And it's, you know, you just have to contact Thrivent Choice. Anybody who's a Thrivent member, you have those choice dollars, and those dollars can go to KFUO. So please consider doing that. If you need more information, you can call Mary Schmidt at 996-1512. That's 314. Oh, that's 996-1518. That's 314. Or myself at 996-1512, because that really does help Worldwide KFUO. In fact, it gives us these wonderful programs that we have with the Dairy Council.
So glad to hear that. Thanks for sharing that, Joni. And now you can enjoy the rest of your smoothie. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the peachy keen smoothie was a half a cup of milk, a half a cup of plain yogurt, a cup of frozen peaches. If you want to put in vanilla, maybe a quarter teaspoon of vanilla, 1.5 tablespoons of honey, and then some cinnamon. And you were generous with the cinnamon,
yes.
Which made it, we all agreed that was what made it taste like pie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it was an accident, but
it was
good.
Great. It was very good. Very good.
Good. And like all the smoothies, you don't have to have a strict recipe. You can kind of wing it, which is
sure.
One of the things I like. So use this as a guideline, add whatever you want. Add more or less honey, whatever you want to do.
And I'm still trying to figure out, I'll have to try this sometime. You said adding spinach to it. You don't even really taste the spinach in it. But what does that add when you add spinach to a smoothie? What kind of nutrients does that add?
Oh, you're getting a lot. Leafy greens are some of the best for folic acid and B vitamins. And it's another serving of vegetables. So, you know, we're supposed to get five a day. So that becomes kind of daunting. If you can knock out one or two at breakfast, you're going to feel good about yourself for the rest of the day. Also fiber that I was talking about earlier, you're going to get that from adding leafy greens as well.
Very good. And I guess you just put it in the blender. You don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. It may add a little texture, you think? I don't know.
That's the thing about spinach is it blends so well. Uh-huh. You don't have the texture issues you would with like kale or something.
Anybody else put spinach in smoothies? Anybody else try it? Anybody? No. Yeah.
Really? He uses kale.
Kale. And that's even sturdier. That's even
you might get a little bit of the texture from that. But you could definitely keep it simple and keep it more peach pie-like if you'd like. You're still getting a lot of protein and a lot of fiber from this recipe as well.
Yeah, I don't usually put spinach in my peach pie. But I could see it in a smoothie. That's a good idea. All right, very good. So we've done the Rise and Shine smoothie, the Peachy Keen smoothie. Other ideas for breakfast, because as we talked about earlier, breakfast is such an important meal in terms of making sure that your day starts off right, so you're not going for all those snacks that aren't necessarily healthy choices.
Right. So you want to have, like I said, protein at breakfast and fiber. Sometimes I like to include a little bit of fat at breakfast as well, because fat and protein work together to help keep you feeling full.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great things about both milk and yogurt is there are fat contents for every diet, from 0% all the way up to you know, the whole fat.
I'm glad we're talking about fat, because usually when we hear fat, everybody like is scared. We're like, oh, we need to have the reduced fat. We don't need to have any fat. We want the fat-free stuff. But you like to include fat in breakfast.
Yeah, I like to include a little bit at breakfast for sure, because it does keep you feeling fuller. Mm-hmm. You need the fat, which stays in your stomach longer. So
there are good fats and not so good fats.
Right, right. And I'm talking about the good fat that comes from a higher fat yogurt. For example, you can use 2%, which is 5 grams in a serving, or you can use whole fat, which has more like 10 or 14 grams in a serving. But then those are the good fats, and fats from nuts and plant-based fats.
Avocados,
exactly. But then there are also the processed fats that are going to be found in your toaster pastries that we mentioned before, or anything that comes in a box, basically. Donuts, anything like that. Those are fats that are added to keep the product shelf stable, and they're not as good for our hearts, especially.
Sure, sure. And that makes sense. We don't have to be afraid of fats, is what you're saying. The natural fats that come from those things that you mentioned that don't come in a box.
Yeah. Right, right. You're going to want to look for the healthier fats.
The stuff that's not processed.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Now, okay, so we made a smoothie that tastes like peach pie or peach cobbler here. You mentioned donuts. Do you have a smoothie that tastes like a glazed donut?
Ooh, I'll need to invent that. Maybe I'll just put glazed donuts in the smoothie. That'd be the only way to accomplish that.
Okay, maybe not. That probably wouldn't be a very healthy start to the day then.
No. But I do have another quick recipe if we have time to do it.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Okay, so this one is a parfait. So for anyone who maybe isn't a fan of drinking their breakfast, you'd rather eat it with a spoon. This is an option for you. And this, I've called it a mason jar parfait because I've started making these at home in reusable jars.
Yeah.
Anything with a lid, basically. So then you can take it with you.
Sure.
And they're really pretty. So you can bring it to your office and impress all your friends. Because they do end up being really attractive in the glass jar.
Sure. Real fancy looking. Do you decorate the jars with bows and stuff too?
Oh, I should. I should. But since we're on the radio, I didn't. I just brought in a plain jar. So for the mason jar parfaits, I'm going to start out with a cup of yogurt. And I brought in honey-flavored yogurt to switch it up a little bit. It's delicious. It's not too sweet, but it's already flavored for you, so you don't have to add anything else.
And this seems to be kind of a new trend, the honey-flavored yogurt. I've seen fruit-flavored yogurt, but or maybe this is kind of a revival of a trend. I hadn't seen honey-flavored yogurt until probably this past year. I don't know, maybe it's been around for a while. But
I've just started noticing it, too. Like I stumbled upon this a couple weeks ago. I've added honey to plain yogurt since I was really little, but I've never had it purchased already honeyed.
Sure. Okay, so you can use honey yogurt or plain yogurt or flavored yogurt.
Yeah, and if I use plain yogurt, I really like adding strawberry jam in the layers instead of fresh strawberries or with fresh strawberries because it adds sweetness and it's really, really delicious. It's like a breakfast treat.
Well, sure.
But because there is the honey already in the yogurt, I'm just going to add fresh berries and then also layering in some granola. This has good acoustics.
I was going to say, yeah, I can hear the sound effects. It's almost like we planned that.
And just like the smoothies, there isn't a really strict recipe here. You can just kind of wing it.
Yeah, just layer it. It's like an ogre or an onion. They have layers.
Right.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Sydney's got a question.
I have a question. Frozen yogurt. Can people go to Dairy Queens or wherever they go? And they get frozen yogurt. Is that good or not?
Usually frozen yogurt does have the same probiotic content that that regular yogurt has, but it often has a lot of extra sugar added as well. So I would definitely not say that it's I was going to say it's not bad, but it's more of a treat, that, especially the kind like the self-serve stations. Mm-hmm. That's so fun. But we usually top it with Oreos and Reese's cups and all the good stuff.
So what you're saying is that's not how to make your breakfast parfait?
Maybe an after-dinner parfait.
After you had like a light salad.
Right. But you can make frozen yogurt at home using, you know, plain yogurt from the store or strawberry yogurt that you've purchased. I've tried just freezing the cartons before and that didn't work. It made like a pudding pop, which was good. But if you have an ice cream maker, you can run yogurt through the ice cream maker, and it makes frozen yogurt at home, if you're so inclined.
We have one of those. It's just one of those, one of those like kitchen appliance. We have an electric one because I'm too lazy to crank it. But we have, it's one of those small kitchen ones. I remember as a kid having the old electric bucket, like the big giant bucket ones.
Oh, yeah.
And having to put the salt on the ice and everything. Yeah, the big giant can on it. But we have one of those smaller kitchen ones that we break out every once in a while. And we've done it. Yeah, we've done that. Just yogurt, taking plain yogurt and added fruit to it or something like that and something to sweeten it. And it does. It comes out like that soft serve. And it's a nice treat. And then you're not getting all the, like Laura said, then you're not getting all the added stuff that you might get at some of the other places. Some places do serve like a no sugar added, I think, frozen yogurt. I've found a few places that'll have that.
Yeah, I'm sure you could find some of your, some healthier options out there, but I always like to make things myself so I know exactly what's going in them.
Ingredients that you can pronounce. That's always a good choice.
So look, here's the finished.
Oh, you can have that one. Go ahead.
The finished mason jars.
Gary's going to get some pictures of that.
Just have your lid.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can bring it and impress everyone. So it's
pretty okay. Pretty. I expect to see everybody next week with their mason jar parfaits. Oh, Jenny's all for it. Yeah.
And really, yogurt is the star of the show here. This is where it's a cup of yogurt. So you're going to get about, this yogurt has about 14 grams of protein per cup. So this is a really great source of protein. There's about 5 grams of fat per cup. So a little bit of fat to help keep you feeling full. You could use whatever granola you want. I've seen people use cooked oatmeal as granola before. So you get some fiber there, a little bit of crunch. There's some nuts in here for some more healthy fats.
Nice.
So you can control what goes into these, but
now when you say cooked, when you say cooked oatmeal, they've let it cool down before they put it. Would that be kind of the mixed temperatures? That would be kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, I never really thought about it, but probably otherwise it would kind of make your yogurt a little runny, maybe.
Yeah, might. What were you going to ask, Jenny?
I was going to ask. Out of that jar, I know you told us what the fat content and the protein was. Do you know what the calories might be in that?
For a cup, it's about 200 calories.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and I was saying earlier, I personally try not to shy away from calories in the morning because I have the whole day to burn them off. And you also need calories to help keep you feeling full until you get to lunchtime. So I don't eat just fruit or anything in the morning. I try to have something pretty substantial to keep me going.
Yeah, and if you're going with wise calories, you know, with smart calories like this in the morning, first thing in the morning, then you can, like you said, you burn them off throughout the day. But I think that does make a difference in how you feel throughout the day, too. If you're starving yourself of those calories in the morning, then how can you think and concentrate throughout the day? Jenny, do you want? Passing around. Laura's just serving it up here.
I am.
Man.
It's excellent.
Excellent. You like that? Like that little crunch in it?
I do.
I think there's something. Jenny's savoring it. I think there's something mental about the crunch, isn't there? Like that we feel like our food needs to have a little bit of.
Yeah, you're definitely
it feels
more
substantial.
Yeah. I would totally agree with that.
If you have to chew it and crunch it. Now, I don't want to crunch it on the microphone here, but I will certainly enjoy it.
You can try this one after if you'd like to.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't this yogurt delicious?
Yeah,
I love that. It's honey flavored. I love it.
Hmm.
It doesn't seem extra sweet either.
That's why it's not too sweet. It's just got a little bit of sweetness to it. Because even plain yogurt, it has a really tart flavor, but it has a bit of a sweetness to it on its own.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I do like the crunch in it. And you just had like a granola that you mixed in.
Yeah, this is just a boxed granola that I got at the grocery store, but it still adds a good.
I like it.
Good flavor to it. And this particular granola is pretty high in fiber, so.
Good choice.
Again, I'm all about eating something that's going to make you feel full.
Sure. Yeah.
And making it worth it.
That makes so much sense. You know, sometimes our mentality is, oh, I don't want to eat too many calories. I don't want to eat too much because I'm trying to lose weight. And
right.
So it really kind of defeats the purpose because then you end up going for, you lose the willpower and then you go for something that to try to make you feel full.
Right.
And you're making those choices for things that aren't as
exactly. Healthy. And it seems like breakfast often gets the boot. If you're trying to cut calories, you cut breakfast. I mean, you wouldn't skip dinner because you're cutting calories, but it often has the exact opposite effect. So either you get discouraged and kind of give up on the diet altogether, or you...
We don't want breakfast to be the neglected child in
the
family.
No, that's...
We
I'm
want
trying
to
bring
to
it
be
back.
The loved child. Oh, thank you all for talking for a little bit so I could crunch my granola. That is so good.
I have a question.
Yes.
Some people may not know this.
What's your question?
I don't. What is granola actually made out of?
Well, I think it can be made out of almost any grain, but traditionally oatmeal, just rolled oats. Yeah, and then you add some nuts and usually something to bind it, whether it's maple syrup or honey. I like using butter in my granola. It makes it have a really toasty flavor to it.
This is why I invite her back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I think there's endless combinations of granola. There's a quinoa granola now I saw at the store, but I didn't know if we were feeling adventuresome enough to try that this morning.
See, here's my theory. Never trust a dietitian who doesn't like butter.
It just makes the flavor that butter gives to even healthy foods like granola, it just gives it that toasty, rich flavor.
I think, you know, around the 70s or 80s, we developed this fear of fats and butter that really kind of led us down a dangerous path. And butter's not bad. It's not evil. Granted, in moderation, we need to use it in moderation, right?
Right, right. Definitely. It is a really high fat, almost pure fat food. Mm-hmm. But if my grandma is listening right now, which I think she might be, she has always used butter in all of her baked goods. And they're, you know, even throughout the time when other people were afraid of butter, she's always known better, that it's the better option for you. And you just get a great product from it. It gives you much more delicious.
There's
product.
Your new slogan, butter the better option.
Okay. I like that.
I get royalties on that.
Okay.
Well, I love the parfait. And let's go over again what you put in. Obviously, you can put anything in a parfait.
Yeah. So I used about a cup of yogurt. And again, I used the honey flavored kind in this one. Mm-hmm. And then I used roughly a half a cup of strawberries. Whatever you could use whatever fruit you had on hand. Citrus would probably be good in this as well. I know those cuties are everywhere right now. The cutie clementines, they would probably be good in this. And then I just layered it with granola. And again, the glass jar is kind of the star of this. Makes it so portable.
Presentation is important. Thank you, Sydney. Presentation is important because if you just, you know, you can have the healthiest food in the world, but if you don't present it very well, especially when it comes to kids.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Presentation. I mean, we eat with our eyes first. I don't know if that's a scientific statement, but I think it's definitely true. And sometimes if I bring something for lunch and it doesn't look good by the time lunch comes around, I want to go out for lunch. I won't want to eat that anymore. So I try to make an effort to keep things on the attractive side. Mm-hmm. So you know, we can stick to our healthy eating plans.
Right. If it looks appealing. Which is why, I mean, you know, so many processed food companies, excuse me, I'm eating while I'm talking. That's not very polite. Why they, you know, spend millions of dollars on advertising and packaging.
Right.
I mean, that's all in how you present it is really what makes something presentable or, you know, desirable.
Yeah, they make the packaging look desirable. I would rather actually have when I'm eating look desirable. So that's even more important to me.
I have to turn down the mic when I crunch.
This is some crunchy granola.
It is. I just had a big old cluster of granola there, but it's very good. Good stuff. So yogurt, fresh fruit. I really like the I love berries in general. I love strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. Blackberries I love, but the seeds are always kind of challenging. But they're good in a parfait.
Oh, yeah. They're the best in parfait. And berries are actually lower in sugar content. We had a couple people in here before that were diabetic. So they were worried about their sugar content. And berries have a lower sugar content.
I'm not diabetic, but I certainly watch my sugar content.
Right.
I think, you know, it's so easy to find breakfast choices that have just a lot of sugar.
There is something about, I used to be in this mindset as well. Breakfast foods were sweet foods.
Sure.
Whether it was sweet cereal. Mm-hmm. Or muffins or, you know, breakfast breads that were sweet, like banana bread or zucchini bread. They're all great, great options, but I don't know why I gravitated toward the sweet tooth in the morning. So I almost had to train myself to get out of the sweet tooth.
I think it's a North American thing or an American culture thing.
That could be.
I don't know if other cultures around the world, focus so much on the sweet foods.
I don't think. Have you seen that article that's kind of gone viral that shows photos of kids eating breakfast from around the world?
No, I'll have to check it out.
It was really interesting because, you know, sometimes it was a bowl of noodles or one was a fermented egg, so it was like a black egg. That's and then they so had funny. American kids try these foods from around the world, and they were very rarely sweet. Mm-hmm. I think Norway had toast mm-hmm. with butter and chocolate shavings. And the American kids loved that, and I don't blame them. I would love that, too.
Well, I think one of my favorites that is kind of a traditional breakfast for some is like a salmon, a smoked salmon with lox, you know, with a cream cheese.
I could do that for sure.
We went on a cruise one time, and I think I had that almost every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely see that on a bagel with mm-hmm. cream cheese.
Or the, what was the Eggs Benedict, too?
Yes.
What's that?
With the hollandaise?
Yeah. Yes. And I'd have it with salmon, too. Oh, man. So
that
good.
That sounds phenomenal. That's a weekend breakfast. I don't think I could make that doable for the weekday.
It's not very portable.
No. No, but some other savory options for weekday breakfast, I often make eggs mm-hmm. in a mug in the mm-hmm. microwave. So I'll just scramble two eggs together with a little bit of butter and some shredded cheddar cheese and microwave them for a minute. Mm-hmm. And it makes like a little fluffy egg souffle.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's another really mm-hmm. quick option that you could do.
I've always tried to figure out how to do eggs in a portable way, you know, how to take them in the car. And for a while I was doing egg sandwiches, but then I realized I was eating like six slices of bread a day and I didn't really need to do that.
Yeah. So. Well, just bring your mug along with you in the car. Again, that's you'll have true. A mug waiting for you to be cleaned out at the end of the day, but I think it's worth it.
Definitely. Well, I love all the recipes you shared with us today. We'll share them on the website as well with the archive of today's program. I love the idea of building a better breakfast because I think breakfast is important, too, and I'm glad that we got to share it with our listeners today. What can we share with our listeners so that they can find out more about the Dairy Council and the campaign that you all are working on right now with the Build a Better Breakfast? What are the things that you want our listeners to know today?
Well, check out our website. It's stldairycouncil.org, and there's a lot of information about the Build a Better Breakfast program and also about what we do in general, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of resources available to schools and families, so definitely check out our website. We're also on Facebook, mm-hmm. STL Dairy Council. You can find breakfast recipes throughout the month of March.
Cool.
And it is National Nutrition Month, so it's a good opportunity to maybe reboot our New Year's resolutions or make a New Year's resolution now, but just kind of take a closer look at what our eating habits look like.
Sure. That breakfast makes such a big difference for us as adults in terms of adjusting, you know, setting our metabolism for the day. And I think for kids in school, especially.
Oh, yeah.
What a big difference that makes for kids.
Right, right. It's definitely important for kids to either eat, you know, before they get to school. Mm-hmm. A lot of schools, especially in the St. Louis area, offer breakfast programs.
Yeah.
Where they make sure that protein is included at breakfast. Milk is always offered. Fruit's always offered. Mm-hmm. So you can get a pretty balanced breakfast at school.
Now, with the Build a Better Breakfast program, are you going out and visiting some of the schools and other places in the St. Louis area?
We are always in and out of the schools in the mm-hmm. St. Louis area talking about the important role of dairy in breakfast and lunch. So, yeah, we'll be definitely doing that this month.
Very good. Well, look for them. The St. Louis District Dairy Council will be out and about around St. Louis schools. And again, we'll share the recipes on our website and your website, stldairycouncil.org. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And also on Facebook. Always love sharing some of the pictures of our time here on our Facebook page. I know you guys share some of them there as well.
Yes, I'll definitely be sharing some from today.
Some great times in the studio here today. Laura Morton, a nutrition educator, St. Louis District Dairy Council, always bringing good food with you. Thanks so much for being our guest on Faith and Family today, helping us get some ideas on how to be healthy as a family.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Stick around. We've got more worldwide programming coming up right here on Worldwide KFUO. We have the Lenten service from Peace Lutheran Church here in St. Louis in just a little bit. Stick around for more right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.